Melissa, the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Thursday.
It's my Friday.
It is. It is.
I'm finally taking a day off again.
Yay.
Oh, I guess I was just gone for a week. Never mind.
We had a whole slew of guest hosts.
I forgot about that.
While you were out.
Playing bikes. That was fun.
Is that what you're doing this time? You're playing bikes again, aren't you?
I am playing bikes. Yeah, there's a big race series this weekend.
Bicycles.
Yeah, I know. I just bought a new one last night.
It's a good way to be healthy. Well, you make it sound like you just decided all of a sudden to buy a new bike, but is something you've been planning and budgeting for.
For a while, yes. I set up the auto deposit in my bank account.
So it's more affordable than a car.
Almost, maybe not.
To get you to work. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Thanks for underwriting the Coffee Hour. You can find out more about them at cuw.edu. Live uncommon. We could talk about bikes more, but we have something far more interesting than that. Grace Rao, Director of Deaconess Ministry for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, in studio today. Talk about deaconess ministry, deaconess education and formation around the world.
Good morning.
Good morning. So good to have you in studio today.
Thank you for having me. It's lovely to be here all the time. And thanks for the cup of coffee as well.
Well, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Yeah. That means I won't be able to talk.
A little breakfast blend. It probably is piping hot. I forgot to ask Sarah the usual question. What coffee do you have? Because you don't have what I made.
I don't. I have Costa Rica today.
Costa Rica.
I had Sumatra.
Uh-huh. So this is what, coffee cup number two for you?
Yes, sir. This is a good boost for me now.
Yeah.
Keep me alive the whole day. I'm with Sarah because maybe tomorrow I'm taking off too. So today's my Friday as well.
Well then, man, it's just going to be me and Ian hanging out in the studio tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm a little jealous about what you're talking about tomorrow, not going
to
lie.
God's blessings to both of you.
Thank you. Ian is awesome. We need to have Ian on soon, don't we?
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, tomorrow, don't run away. We're talking about two things exciting. Tomorrow we're talking about money. Well, we're talking about a Lutheran view of Dave Ramsey. And then we're watching the skies with the observatory at Concordia University, Nebraska. What's going on in the skies? Dr. Herman from there is going to tell us what to watch for in the skies. But back to skies, you know, going around the globe. Deaconess ministry, deaconess formation around the globe. Tell us about where you've been visiting deaconesses you've been teaching and doing training with.
Yes. I mean, it's been going on for past few years, and it's almost the same countries that we have been because of the continuity of that. But last August, I was in Malawi. That was a new one. And it was like a women's seminar, role of women in the church for the diaconal leaders who are actively participating in Sunday school, educational field, and acts of mercy, where they have a little bit of orphanages. And it's in the beginning process. And Reverend Shawin, the area director, invited me to speak if I could. So I had to rush from Nigeria and then go there and come back. So that was really inspiring and motivating, and it's amazing to see how the gracious Lord is leading LCMS, bringing people to us to talk about theological education and to uplift them and to have a Lutheran identity.
So you talked about deaconess formation in Africa, but it's growing.
In Malawi, they're just understanding the concept of what a woman is doing as a deaconess, because they all are serving in, you know, various vocations to the Lord. But they're still understanding, and probably it would be in a potential place for us. And then yesterday I got an email. I got to respond to that. Reverend James Krikava, the Associated Executive Director of Eurasia, he's been elevated now. He just sent me an email that Ukraine is looking for some theological education for women.
Wow.
And it is Odessa, and that would be in January, probably by grace of God. And I can't wait to see what the openings are and what the gracious Lord is going to lead us.
Ukraine in January, is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Just a little snow. No big deal.
No wonder. I will try to have all kinds of skiing equipment.
There you go. That's smart.
Keep me alive.
So here in the States, we have obviously our seminaries and our Concordias that help with the deaconess mm-hmm. formation. But what does it look like internationally where there isn't a Concordia seminary?
That is a very good question. We are not having the standards of undergraduate deaconess formation or graduate standards. Because the question is, number one, the church bodies do not have a seminary to train their own pastors. Mm-hmm. You know, that's very difficult to have it for women. Since it's a church-related issue, so this is going to be a 2 years of studies and 1 year of internship, if it is a full-time, if they're going to have it in a church body. Unlike in Philippines, they have a seminary mm-hmm. and they have a full-time studies as well as part-time studies. In Nigeria, they do have a seminary, but the women are, you know, they have 14 states and 14 provinces they call as. So I have 20 students coming from each, representing from each. So it's very difficult to say. But to cut short, it's a 2 years of studies and 1 year of training. If they do not have a full-time studies, what they do is the church, one of the trained pastor in theology or the archbishop or the bishop, we'll have some classes, theological classes for them in addition to what I teach. So we have developed a curriculum syllabus, like this is what they have to do. And I would like the concept of the Philippines, the Lutheran Church of Philippines, which is the Lutheran Theological Seminary. Each course, the dean has certificate giving to them. So they have completed this course. So we know how many have completed what courses in order to commission them. So that's how it goes.
Tell me more about what it is that deaconess students study and how that prepares them to serve.
You know, wonderful. It's a difficult question, but I'll try to speak on that. The reason is all of them, by God's grace, as I say, have the gift and talent of serving the Lord spiritually and physically. And I will get back to Leah. He said, to have a theological background, to understand and give a spiritual care to body and soul with the word of God is really important. And that not only helps them in giving the spiritual care, it helps them to teach their children the catechism, teach the youth with the present issues and relate to the word of God. And it also reflects on every day between the family as well as between the spouses also. And here I would like to recall Reverend John Kleinig. He said every week, every day in the evening when they have the devotion between the spouses, they also seek forgiveness. And I thought that was very beautiful because intentionally or unintentionally, we hurt each other, you know. And that was a beautiful way of saying it. And we just go in a basic understanding of the word, not in a high theological level like SCM or master's or bachelor's. So we would go in a way. But the thing is, the beauty of the thing is they would learn law and gospel with the understanding how to apply to our lives and not to get scared of talking about sin. Mm-hmm. You know, many of them get so scared talking about the sin that we are going to drive away somebody else. That is part, and we are all sinners, and we sin by thought, word, and deed.
We have time, just about 2 minutes. Share with us maybe a story from the deaconess students that you've had the opportunity to work with.
This is a very sad story. She was my deaconess student, and her name is Resti Catalino Domingo. Her background is she's a registered nurse, and she wanted to be a deaconess, serving the Lord as a parish nurse. While I was in India in January on a vacation, I saw on pictures on Facebook, to cut short the story, that she was hospitalized. Mm-hmm. 2016 December, she got married to a wonderful young seminarian at the time, and he's also a registered nurse, so this is their second career to serve as church professionals. Mm. The Lord called her home, and she met with a very bad vehicle accident. Mm. Unfortunately, her husband was driving the car. And within 2 days, they lost the baby too. The saddest part of the story is, yes, the Lord has called her, but as I've seen her, she had a heart and soul to serve the Lord. And sometimes you get the gift of serving him for a while, and sometimes you don't get that gift. 2 minutes.
Deaconess Grace Rao, thank you so much for sharing with us about Deaconess Ministry. There are many more students like this around the world that you have the opportunity to get to know. And as they're going through that deaconess formation, their studies and preparing to become deaconesses, you have that opportunity to get to know them too. And so I think that's what makes this program so unique and so special as well. It's not just sitting down with a textbook and memorizing a bunch of things, but there really is formation happening there as well.
Thank you.
How can we learn more about Deaconess Ministry?
How did I learn more about?
How can we? How can?
Yeah. Our, how can listeners? You learn more about? You should call me every week. Now, maybe you know the other good things is we may have to bring in all the three directors of the our three programs, and it's also good to have some time. The pre-deaconess program in all some of the Concordia universities, they have it, so we can ask the theological department who's responsible for that. I know Reverend Gross is in Seward, so he's in charge for the deaconess there. So we can bring all of them in here and perhaps
talk some more. Deaconess Grace Rao, Director of Deaconess Ministry, Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. And I have a great weekend and God's blessings.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Coming up in just a minute, we get to meet one of our missionaries.
Yay.
You're listening to Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golta.